Hi, everybody, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C., and remember when we had that welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party?
Yes, that was very near and dear to my heart.
We can bring it back. It's like retro, nostalgic.
Yeah, and it's almost like being close to coming true, like the... Like, we're one of the last Vanderpump Rules podcasts.
That's right. What did it say? We're the...
It's something along the lines of, like, we're the only one that's not sponsored by Bravo, you know? Oh. I didn't quite know about podcasting back then, guys, but I still stand by that opening. I loved it. Well, hi. I'm sure that we have many new listeners, and I just want to tell you guys a little bit about our podcast. We cover everything Vanderpump Rules. Not like the other podcasts that are out there. We go deep, deep, deep.
Obviously.
We listen to all the podcasts. We love them. But how we set ourselves apart is we get you the inside scoop. That's what we pride ourselves on. And so welcome.
Yeah.
So this podcast is going to be part two of our Kentucky trip. If you guys haven't listened to that podcast, go back. Sarah and I stayed at the Kentucky Castle to just bring you guys the inside scoop and, you know, cover what's going on in Kentucky. We both wanted to experience what it was like there, and we have a lot to share. So this is our part two. Part one is about us staying in the actual castle, in the room, reviewing, you know, our trip there. And this will be...
And it was podcasted in the castle.
Yes.
In the room that Jax and Brittany stayed in.
That's right.
One of the rooms.
Right.
So... Yeah, we're going to continue on that because once we finished that podcast, we got ready to leave. We like jumped in the shower different times.
Yeah.
Last podcast, you're like, rude.
Yeah.
And we were getting ready to check out when I was upstairs getting ready. You were downstairs and you said you heard bam, bam, bam. As the door was being pushed open.
Yeah. So how the layout works, you guys can look on our Facebook group too. Join our Facebook group. Vanderpump Rules Party. We need to talk about too how long we're going to keep our Kentucky group open and if we're going to maybe just move stuff back over to the group because the two groups is like a lot now that we're done with the wedding.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can we merge it?
I don't know. We might just have to take the intel and then like put it in albums on our actual one or something, but...
Yeah, so you guys, there's lots of pictures, there's videos, there's...
Super inside info in there, I would say. Basically, you don't need to look anywhere else for Vanderpump Rules info. It's all there.
Yeah, because if you listen to the last podcast, you heard that we were in the bar with Jackson Brittany and a couple other people while they were waiting to switch rooms, getting out of ours into another one. They were talking about their plans and blah, blah, blah. It's like, we didn't choose to... hear what they were talking about. We didn't even seek that out. We were put in the bar because our room was not ready on time, anywhere near on time, and we had nothing to do. He's like, just sit in the bar. I'll tell you when it's ready. So we sat in the tiny little bar. We had no choice, and they were all in there talking. So, I mean, there's nothing we could have done outside of, like, put our hands over our ears and was like, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
So sorry that we have intel... for those of you calling us creepy and stalkery, it's like, didn't have a choice. They had a choice to open their mouths or not.
Yeah.
Anyways. Rant.
So, okay, yes. So, Sarah's upstairs taking a shower, and I'm downstairs charging my phone, because whenever you're traveling, I feel like your phone always just, like, dies, and you're like, desperately trying to get juice into it. So I was like leaning against the counter, charging my phone as close to the door as you possibly could be on the inside. All of a sudden there was like knock, knock, knock. And before I could even reach my hand out like 1 inch away to open the door flung open because it wasn't locked. It was just, you know, it was open. And by the way, like the locks, like there's no peephole. So it's not like I could have peeped out. The room has no peephole. So the door opens and it's a hotel employee. And she's like, oh, my gosh, I had no idea that you were in here. I'm so sorry. And I was like, oh, and she's like, oh, it's just that, you know, I was wondering if you were still in here because some people, they forget to come check out at the front desk. And it's like, oh, no, you have to check out. And, you know, it's 11 o'clock because that's checkout time. And I thought, and by the way, right now it was like 11:05. So she's like, so I was just wondering what, and I said, oh, I said, well, I'm like, we're still taking showers. And the guy at the front said that we could have a late checkout because you guys gave us our room so late.
Yeah, we didn't even get in until 6 o'clock. We had to wait for like an hour and take the dumb little tour and sit in the bar. And, you know, 6 o'clock when there's no guests staying there. I mean, there was a few. There was another fan and her husband. There was Jackson, Brittany. But it was like 6 o'clock. Come on. So we're paying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars for, what, 10 hours? I mean, come on. So, yeah, and 11:05, and to just barge in, she's like, well, I assumed you'd be gone. I mean, 11 o'clock is checkout. So anyways, the guy did say, he's like, oh, we can be flexible on your checkout, you know, if you want to check out a little later. And also, we'd like to give you free breakfast for the inconvenience. And their restaurant serves their breakfast menu. They just have one menu. It's like breakfast / lunch from 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Well, we already had reservations at 1 p.m., so we're like, perfect, we'll use our free breakfast then, which did not happen, but we'll get there. Let's go back to them bursting in our room.
So anyway, so she's in there, and so, you know, I tell her, I'm like, look, you know, he said that we could have a late checkout, and she's like, oh, okay. She's like, well, we just have a guest who has an early check-in. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm like, well, we'll come to the front desk when, you know, we're ready. We need to blow dry our hair, pack up, you know, the drill, you know. And she's like, okay. I mean, she wasn't rude or anything, but she did barge in and then say that it was checkout time at 11:05, mm-hmm. and tell me that the guest had an early check-in.
Right.
So
they're more important than we are.
Right. And
we would have liked an early check-in. Actually, I would have just liked an on-time check-in at 4 p.m., we didn't even need that. We got there at 4:45.
Right. And, you know, for anyone who thinks that we're exaggerating, we do have, you know, proof of our time-stamped photos of everything to prove that that was what happened. We have our recorded tour with the guy and also when we stepped into the room to video it. So we have all timestamps that this is exactly what happened. Because I feel like some people at the castle like to say that otherwise, that something else happened. So anyways, that was very bizarre. So that was like bizarre thing number one. You know, it was like, it didn't leave a good taste in my mouth. It was like, you know, we're going to lunch, like we're excited to just like end our time at the castle. And also it was a short trip to come in and not get our room until 6:30 and then to be rushed out at 11. And then, I mean, a way that we were trying to just like extend our time there and really enjoy ourselves was to book a lunch reservation at the certain time that we did, because we figured like that's a nice afternoon. We've flown all this way. Like, we really just wanted to relax. Like, I have two kids. I would like a leisurely lunch. I would like a drink. I didn't want to be driving around and, you know, sightseeing. Like, that is where I wanted to be and that's where I wanted to stay. So when plans got changed, I'm jumping ahead, but like that's why I think we were upset. And I to have no one even ask why or like what our plans were to like kind of work with us was really frustrating.
Yeah.
So we finished getting ready, and
did we talk about the room itself? With, I mean, I know we did a little bit on the last one, but how there was like spiders and
bugs
everywhere.
We did.
And the weird plywood floorboards. Well, that was throughout the castle. That was like a hazard. Did you see Schwartz like tripped on one and it like stuck to his foot? And Stassi was like, Schwartz, you're dragging around a piece of plywood. It's like, yeah, I know exactly where that came from, because it's like they put them all in like the doorways and it was like really unsafe.
They were everywhere. And I honestly feel like when I worked at a luxury building or whatnot, every morning we would have to make a list. Like we would do what was called a walkthrough, and you would walk through from the rooftop till the to the bottom level to the bottom parking structure. And ours was 19 stories, and that's wow. what we would do. And we would make a list, and we would say, you know what, like the plants are looking really bad, or hey, there's this weird like nail sticking out of this wall here. And that way we could tick off like a list to like our maintenance or housekeeping or whoever. We could dole out the jobs, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like they need to like maybe do a quality control list and say, you know what, there's a very large rat hole in this room, or look at there's like nails sticking out in the floorboards here, maybe we should like, you know, retile this.
Look,
or
the floorboards are filled with like dust and dirt
and dead bugs.
Yeah, and dead bugs everywhere, and live bugs everywhere too, and live spiders.
Yeah, and you could hear like Katie and Stassi and Bo talking about that too, like the bugs, the mosquitoes, like it's a, you know, whatever, that's fine, but it just,
yeah,
anyways,
it's a little overpriced. So you guys, if you're thinking about staying there, just, you can just go there for lunch. Just make a lunch reservation. I
like seriously can't even recommend that to our listeners. I would not.
Definitely don't pay for that tour.
I wouldn't pay for the tour, and I wouldn't pay for lunch. I really wouldn't.
And I wouldn't pay for a room because they charge a lot, and it's not a quality.
And if you do happen to go, don't dare mention that you are a fan of Vanderpump Rules, because they obviously think that that is a joke and treat you horribly, because I think that's strange, because all they have talked about is Vanderpump Rules. They obviously made a deal to promote their castle by filming the show there, yet they are treating people horribly.
Like the whole point of them maybe giving them a deal is because of all the press. Well, what's the press for? To get people to stay there. Who's going to stay there? The people that watch the show and see it highlighted. So why would you piss off the very your very target audience and target market? Are they thinking they're going to attract celebrity weddings or something?
And you guys, we are not exaggerating. Like I honestly, like, you guys are all our friends, like in our head, and I would never want you to go through what we went through at that castle. Like it was. And we both, like, we really wanted to have, like, a great time. Like, we flew from California all the way to Kentucky for this experience. Like, we were so excited, and it was not what it seems on, you know, TV. I don't know. Actually, from the stories and stuff, it is what it seems like.
Yeah.
If you kind of like read between the lines on the body language that you're seeing of the staff, that you're seeing, like the picture you're seeing of the food, how everyone's hot, how people aren't able to get a drink, that is the correct picture of the castle.
Right. Yeah. The service goes a long way, but like service, cleanliness, like for the price, like I have stayed, I was telling Holly, I'm like, I think I'll choose my over-the-water bungalow in Bora Bora, because for the same price, you can stay there. For the same price, you can stay at a 5-star luxury hotel in Paris or Rome or, you know, anywhere.
I mean, honestly, I'm jumping ahead, but like when we got to the Hilton, like I cannot, like the Hilton beat them by a trillion points, stars, whatever, yeah. Whatever.
It was just a regular Hilton. It wasn't even like a luxury Hilton.
It was very, very basic, but the basic like comforts outweighed any like castle turret.
Well, they were fast, and first of all, he like checked us in 2 minutes. Of course, our room was ready, even though like we were even early. It was ready. He's like, oh, and go to the 17th floor of the concierge level. You can have drinks, and there's food up there for you, all for free. Oh, there's waters in your room because you're an honors member. Just everything.
I just stayed at La Quinta, so Sarah and I landed, and I went right to
where Lala and Randall go,
to the desert, because it was my mom's birthday, and unfortunately, I had to go. Like I was so tired, but I was just. She's kind of, her birthday's a big deal. Let's put it that way. So I just knew I had to go, but I went to go check in there, and they upgraded me for free. They had someone like walk us to our room. They took our bags.
So I always get lost there. So that's helpful.
And then we moved rooms because I really didn't like our location. They moved us no problem, no questions asked. Cool. And then like 15 minutes later, the phone rings and they're asking if I'm happy with the room change and can they get me anything else. I ordered room service. It came without a problem. Like, there's normal things that make you feel like comforted at a place. And
yeah,
Kentucky Castle does not have that.
No,
they don't. Actually, and can you imagine, like, I couldn't imagine bringing Ronnie to that castle and dragging my luggage across that cobblestone road.
That was so impossible. Like, we had to drag this broken cobblestone. So it was like, blah, 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 blah. I was worried it was going to mess up my wheels. Like that.
I lifted over the whole thing. That's probably why your knee is hurt, dude.
Yeah, because walking on that, I was in heels, but also walking on the broken cobblestone.
I mean, it was a lot. Like, you guys, it was like broken little rocks, but not in like a cute way. Like, the road was broken.
Yeah. Like Rascal Flat style.
Yes. Okay, so at this time, we check out of the room, make sure, you know, everything's good. We got all of our stuff. And we walk across that broken little cobblestone road and we put our bags into the rental car and then we head into the castle. At this point, we were a little bit early to our lunch reservation because they kicked us out at 11 o'clock and our reservation was at 1.
But we thought, okay, well, this is great because at this point, Heather, Penny, Fahima are there and a couple of them or one of them hadn't toured it yet. So I thought, well, we can go walk around and show them around.
Three of our friends were there.
Yeah. We can show them around, you know, just blah, 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 kill a little time. Then we could just sit in the bar until the table's ready.
And this was another reason, like, just so you guys know, like, we were hosting them. Like, we invited them to come and have lunch with us. And, you know, we wanted to, like, really show them, you know, like, the castle and, like, be proud and be like, you guys, like, you know, look at this or this or whatever, you know. And so that was the other thing that, like, added to, like, another element to it, I thought.
Yeah. So they were waiting in the bar for us to check out and everything. So we go meet them in the bar and, you know, then we sit down because, you know, it's too early for lunch. So I thought, oh, we'll just sit down. We'll have a drink and then we'll go. The restaurant is just like across the lobby, you know, like 10 feet away or something. But it's a separate formal dining room with like white linens, everything. But we're seated in the bar where we were the day before. It's just, you know, it's a bar. It's bar tables. It's there's one bartender. So we're sitting there. We're catching up. And she said, just go sit down. You know, the bartender, I'll be right over with some menus. But she never came. So we probably sat there 20 minutes. And I'm like, I'm in a bar. I want a drink. We're supposed to be having brunch. I want a brunch drink.
Well, and I feel like right away she asked us like what we were doing there too. And we're like, oh, we have lunch reservations, but we just want to have a drink. Can we see a menu? So that's why like Sarah was like honestly waiting for a menu because that's what we were going to do. We kind of got sidetracked on time because we were catching up, you know, we're talking. And like she said, all of a sudden, like literally 15 minutes had passed. The bartender's nowhere to be found. So we're just left alone in this like black room at this black farm table.
Yeah.
And, you know, definitely not.
No service.
No service. Like, so, no water, no nothing.
Yeah. So then I just walked up to the bar. She was back. I walked up to the bar and I'm like, oh, hi. I'll just, you know, can I order a drink? I said I will be with you. Just go sit down and I'll be over there. Like, said it like that. I was like, she goes, your lunch isn't till 1. I said, no, I want to order a drink. Hence why we're sitting in the bar. And she's like, I will be over there. Like, super snotty.
Wait. So you're telling me that she like kind of stopped you from ordering a drink? Yes. Because your reservation was at 1?
She wouldn't let me order a drink.
Because your reservation was at 1?
Yeah. And I said, no, we're not ordering lunch right now. I'm just wanting to order a drink. Just go sit down. I will be over there.
Yeah. So what she was trying to say was like, I think, and this is me just, we were not understanding each other the whole time, but I thought that she was trying to get us moved over to the restaurant early. And I thought that that's why she was stressing out.
Yeah.
And so Sarah came back and she's like, I don't know what's going on. So everyone else in our party was confused too. And is that when she came over and started putting silverware down?
Yeah. We didn't ask to move our reservation up. We just were going to sit in the bar and visit and have a drink while we waited for our table. We didn't ask her to move it up.
We did not. Absolutely not. So,
so that's hence why I wanted to order a drink. I wasn't going up there to say, are you gonna, you know, come over and or, like, let us order our food. That wasn't it. I was trying to order a drink.
In the bar. Like,
in the bar.
It would be one thing if you were, like, standing at, like, the, in the restaurant being like, can I get a drink? You know, like, that's rude. We were in the bar, seated at a table after she told us she would give us the menu and then just disappeared.
Yeah.
So my critique there would be horrible, horrible customer service and absolutely so rude. And I...
Then it got worse.
And it got way worse. Like, I'm just starting out the critique. So then she came over and started putting down like plates and linens and silverware, like one by one, like kind of in like a hostile way on our table.
And still doesn't ask us, and still, what would you like to drink?
And also doesn't say, hey, you guys, you know what? Like, the dining room is slammed right now. Is there any way like we could seat you in here? Like, it's the same thing. And I'll take care of you. I'll make sure everything is, like, she could have made it very nice, but she was passive aggressive. Aggressively putting down our settings, like, all hostily. And so someone finally spoke up in the group and was like, are we sitting here or something? And she's like, I'm just gonna take care of you here because we're closing at 1:30 or so. Like, she rattled off something, and so everyone in our group was like super upset because they're like, we really like
she
had
said,
our
like Caleb's slammed, like, the waiter.
Yeah. And it's like, we don't know who Caleb is. Like, use your words.
And we're not asking to eat right now. We're asking to eat at our scheduled time.
It was, yeah, it was so bizarre, you guys. So then,
and if they want to get us in early so that we're out earlier, fine, that's on you. We're amenable to either option.
Right.
Yeah.
But at least tell us what you're thinking. You can't just, like, act rude and expect us to be grateful.
Yeah.
So, like I said, the people, the guests in our party were, like, upset that we were going to have to stay in, like, the disgusting bar. And so I just got up and I said, well, I'm just going to go ask. Like, I don't see what the problem is. And so I just, because I didn't want to embarrass her in front of the whole group. So I thought, I'm just going to get up and just go have a conversation. So once again, she wasn't in the bar. I had to go into the hallway, like, out by the stairs. And I said, hey, I'm like, I feel like we are not understanding each other and that we're getting off on the wrong foot here. And she's like, oh, no. You know, I mean, she was so
fake.
So I've actually never encountered anyone like that in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I wish she could have been able to just be real with me, because then things could have gone better. But
it's like when you're trying, you're imitating someone being super fake, and you're over exaggerating it. That was how she was speaking.
It
to
was
us.
Like the girl from The Help. Like, you know that one who was, like, super...
Or, like, bless your heart.
Yeah.
And you know what they really mean.
And then they turn around and, like, flip you off. You know, like, it was really bad. So I said, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't know, like, if we're getting off on the wrong foot or if, you know, I feel like... Oh, I think I said, I feel like we're really bothering you. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no. And I said, listen, our reservation is at 1 and we just want to have a drink in here and then we want to go into that room. And she's like, I'm sorry, that can't happen. And I said, what do you mean it can't happen? And she's like, well, your reservation is for 5 now. And so, like, that threw me off because I was like, okay. And I was like, well, and she's like, and we're closing at 1:30 for a private event and everyone has to be out of here, so I'm just going to take you in there. And I said, but we have really wanted to be in that other room. And she's like, well, I'm sorry, we are closing. And I was like, well, why did you guys take a reservation at 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
And why was it called and confirmed? Why wasn't this told to us?
They, like, called the day before,
like,
and
we made plans for this. And she's like, I'm sorry, that's all we can do for you. And I said, okay, I said, no problem. We will eat in there then.
Well, she said, okay, so I made 2 reservations for 4 people. They both called and confirmed the day before. I canceled one of them online because there was just going to be 5 of us total. I didn't change it from 4 to 5 because, big deal, it's one person. And based on what we saw, there was, like, you know, nobody in the hotel. Like, I didn't think one extra person would be a problem. But she totally turned it on that. And she's like, we can't. Oh, because Holly said, she's like, I've had this reservation for months, keep in mind. She's like, but why can't we sit there like we reserved? She's like, because you're 5 now and not 4. She's like, you can't accommodate one extra person. Nope, nope. You're going to have to sit in the bar now. And I wish I would have been there so I could have been like, you know what? Those four go. I'll sit in the bar.
I know. And I wish I would have thought of that too. But I was so, I've never been told like such a stupid explanation that I was completely dumbfounded. So I was stupid. Just like, okay. And so I walked and away. Rude. So then I sat down. She stayed back. Like she did not say, like once again, like something that would have disengaged me would have been like, you know what? I'm so sorry that you're not getting the experience that you wanted. Like this is kind of a rare event. Like we have to close down at 1:30. The castle has so much to do. I hope you can understand. That would have made, I would have been like, I do understand, like come serve us over there. You know, we'll be as agreeable as possible. Like, I'm sorry, but there was nothing like it was like full on guns blazing. So I went, I sat down. She did not follow me back in. So obviously Sarah and the girls were like, what happened? And I said, she said we absolutely cannot sit over there and that our reservation is 5 now and she needs a service now and we have to be out by 1:30. Well, then she walks up to the table and it was so awkward because then everyone like went silent. And she's like, okay, ladies, like, you know, I'll get you whatever. She kind of like tried to like help herself there, but it just didn't work.
So then she finally is like, you know, taking our drink order. So they have a menu, a cocktail menu with like 6 specialty drinks. Not even that many, 6. And
they're all in a chalkboard too. Like they have like the little cute country chalkboard with all their drink specials listed, like adorable. It's sitting on the bar. They all look super yummy. And so we're all picking out our drinks and we go to order and...
Yeah. So I ordered this one that was like peach. It was all about the peach. And I'm like... This is what I want. Oh, I'm sorry. We're out of the peach, so I can't do that. Okay. I guess I'll try this other one. And then Holly orders the raspberry lemon drop. Oh, I'm sorry. We're out of the raspberry. I could make it blueberry, but I'm like, blueberry lemon drop. I mean, it was fine, but it's like, what? You're preparing for a big event. You don't have any of the ingredients for your specialty cocktails. Like, what the hell?
And they were very, like, it was like they were out of peach schnapps. Like, it wasn't like a specialty, like, oh my gosh, you know what? Ben didn't pick any peaches off the tree for me to muddle right now. I'm so sorry. Right. Can I make you something else fresh? Like, it was like, yeah. It'd be like, we're out of napkins.
Yeah. And based on the cocktails we had the day before, we had tried 2 of the other specialty drinks. The one was just straight up undrinkable.
Horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I don't remember what I got. I don't even remember. Obviously, it wasn't memorable.
Well, we have a picture of it, but yeah, you must not remember how it tasted.
Oh, yeah, I do remember. Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, so lunch just went, you know, it was just super uncomfortable after that point. So we ate in the bar. We tried to enjoy ourselves. Again, we had guests that had come in from near and far, you know, so we were just trying to like really soak up our time with them and be present in the moment and not like... you know, have all the hostility interfere with our lunch because it was actually very distracting.
Yeah.
And
she's super fake and bitchy. And
yeah. I don't know if you've ever like been somewhere and had someone waiting for you to leave. It's very uncomfortable when someone's like kind of tapping their foot for you to get out of there. And all the employees keep coming by and looking to see if we're still there, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, and by the way, like this, the food that we're paying for, the experience that we're having, it's not cheap. Like it is not, like don't think that like it's like happy hour and we're paying $5 a plate. Like we're paying top dollar for, I even forgot what I ordered. Oh, I ordered a burger.
Yeah, you said it was gross.
The goat cheese was a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't eat onions, so I took the onions off. So it was I basically just ate a burger patty. I took the bun off Jack style and, you know,
I had the omelet thing. It was good.
Penny salad looked amazing. I actually wish I would have ordered that. I kept looking at it and I didn't pull the trigger on it. She got just a Caesar salad, but it looked really good. I did not see what Heather got. I don't know. And I didn't see what anyone else got to me. I must have been scarfing on my burger and not noticed. So, okay, so then we get up for lunch, you guys, and I think that, I don't know about you, but I was watching my clock and purposely pushing it.
Oh, yeah.
So, by the time we got up and checked out, you guys, it was 1:28. I remember looking at my phone because, you know, they said 1:30. So, At that point,
I should have ordered another drink.
Yeah. At that point, some of the girls wanted to go see the grounds. You know, like they wanted to go see like the fountain that we took a picture of, or the pool, or the rooftop, or, you know, just some of the, you know, the castle. Yeah. Whatever, the touristy things. So we're like, oh, let's go to the roof. We'll take you up there. So we exited to the left and went up this elevator. There's an elevator that goes to the roof, or you can take the stairs. We took the elevator. By the way, strong smell of mildew in there.
Oh, yeah. So.
And we opened the door, and like, I think like three of us stepped foot out of the elevator, and around came a girl running at full sprint force and said, oh my gosh, you guys, you can't come up here. It's a private event right now. We're closed. The castle's closed. You can't be up here. I'm sorry. You have to go down. I tried to stop you, but I couldn't. So as we got into the elevator, she sprinted up the stairs to stop us. So unfortunately, you know, some people were not able to see the rooftop. So
she waited until we got back into the mildewy elevator. Did you see us looking? She was standing in front of that window to ensure we went down.
Yeah, I mean, so shout out to the Kentucky Castle security for really just handling that. We'll talk about the security at the front too.
Nobody was up there, so it was like, we're guests. This is how you treat your guests. Like, we're just gonna take a look. What, we're not gonna have a party up there. We're gonna be like, oh, look at the view. Okay, let's go down. Like,
yeah,
2 minutes, really.
And once again, like, just like giving like a note, I would say like a better way to handle that would have been, oh, you know what, you guys, we can't have anyone up on the roof right now. We're having a private event. If you don't mind, like, I can take you up there, but there's just going to be no pictures right now. We're just trying to keep it private. We have an event coming. We just can't have any photos right now.
Yeah. Maybe you can take one up the yard or something.
Would you like to come up with me and, you know, we can... Like, that would have been so much better. But
I mean,
just,
they weren't filming yet. There was nobody up there. They weren't filming. So if they were filming, I understand.
If
it was a wedding, I understand.
I wouldn't want pictures taken of my event right before. Like, I kind of get it. Like, they were, like, truly setting up. And I get it. Then, so we go downstairs. And, you know, the girls, they're like, one of them was like, I really want to still go outside. Like, I have not seen anything. Mm-hmm. And so I, at this point, like, I'm so annoyed, and I'm like watching the body language of the employees, and I'm like, you guys go ahead. I'm staying here. I'm not going.
Yeah.
So I stay there and I'm on my phone. I'm like editing a video to post on Instagram or to the Facebook group. And I'm just minding my own business in the lobby, in the middle of the lobby. I'm not even being creepy. I'm just standing there. Mm-hmm. And, so I'm by myself, and the same girl who barged into the hotel room goes, can I help you? And I was like, oh, no. Like, I'm just waiting for my party.
Like, if I needed help, I would come up to the podium feet away.
I literally did not move my body. It's like I did not make any motion that I needed help, right. You know. So I wait for you guys to come back. You guys come back, and then we walk outside, and then we leave. But – just like absolutely not hospitable. And at one point, I think the manager came in at the end of our lunch and said, hey, ladies, like, how's everything going? Hope you had a good time.
He was trying to wrap it up.
Yeah. And so, like I said, every employee was like walking by waiting for us to leave. Mm-hmm. So finally we left, and that was it. So that's pretty much our castle experience.
Don't waste your time or money.
Yeah. I would just say, like, as a Vanderpump Rules fan, I was, like, just super disappointed with how we were treated. And I wished that if there was a problem with what we were doing, or that they were talking behind our backs, or whatever the situation was, I wish that someone would have just had the balls to come up to us and say, hey, you guys, is there any way you could not take pictures right now? Like, this is, we've been working so hard on this event, and we really just want to keep it private. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would have been so,
like, they asked us at Tom Tom and we respected that rule.
I would have been so down with that. Like, I would have been like, absolutely. Like, we totally understand. But they, first of all, they didn't mention they were filming anything. They didn't mention that anything was going on. So it was let's just say we were just guests, not doing what we were doing. I would have been like, it's so weird that there's like orange cranes on the property. That's bizarre. Or it's so weird that on the roof, the lights aren't turned on like you said they would. And there's all this lighting sitting on the floor that I could trip on. Or it's so weird that there's 240 chairs sitting in the grass when I'm trying to take a clear picture.
Or when we pulled up and there was like no security, and then we go get coffee and come back and we're like flagged down like a crazy lunatic. Stop!
It just would have been nice if someone had given us a heads up and a little bit more respectful than just, you know, mad dogging us the entire time. And I just want to mention, there were other people there, yes, other guests who had our similar backstory. So for us to be, for those, you know, for us to be singled out is a little bizarre. And I don't know. And also I 100% for a fact know that in the restaurant the days before there was also fans.
Yes, you could tell.
Yes. But they
were also lingering.
And I didn't see anyone else treated poorly. I really didn't.
Mm-hmm. We should have had Caleb.
Yeah. So we leave the castle. We're still, you know, we still want to show everybody a good time and, like, you know, maximize our time while we are in Kentucky. So we thought, let's really, you know, what would our listeners want to know since we're in Kentucky? Like, we have to really, you know, dive into the history of Brittany. So we thought, let's take a drive to Winchester.
Go to Winchester.
I really wanted to see this because I didn't want to just see like the city life. I was dying to see the country life because I personally have never seen anything like that.
Oh boy, did we see it.
And boy, did we see it. So we took off and the first stop that we made was there was like
Hooters,
yeah. And we're driving down the street and all of a sudden there's all these like sirens and like stuff going on and like literally cops are running in the street.
Oh yeah.
And we pull in and they're like arresting some guy that had just gone on a
tons of cops.
What's like that called?
Run or something?
What's it called when you drive and all the cops are chasing you and you're like leading
them
around?
High
speed chase. Yeah. And he had run into the Hooters area right where Brittany worked. And so we got out there, took a picture. We didn't go in and because we were kind of on a tight schedule, but.
Well, we were with our friends and they were following us. We had lost them, but we didn't want to like stop and go have lunch or anything.
Right.
But we were going to meet up in Winchester at, you know, where we were headed. So we go and the GPS took us on some back ass way where we were on country roads forever and so backwoods that Holly lost reception completely.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely on this trip wanted to hit a back road. So I was at first I was like very into it and like Sarah was just like, oh my God, like this is like very normal, Holly. And I was like so excited. I'm like, oh my God, look at these trees. Look at the grass. Look at the horses.
I'm like, we have to find a highway back. I'm not doing this shit again.
Yeah.
Like Holly said at one point, she's like, I feel like I'm on the road to Hana.
I started getting car sick because I just kept thinking like, if you are going to like a bar and then you had to come home to this, I don't know how you would do it. And I can't imagine how dark it would be. I've never driven on anywhere without lights, you know, on the side of the road.
Yeah. So it's a really small road and then windy and the lanes are really tight. And then on the sides, there's no like guardrails or anything. It's like a giant ditch. So you could just plummet down real easily.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, so we ended up kind of going like a weird way and we're like completely on the wrong side of where we needed to be. So we adjusted that. And
you put in, Holly had gotten the addresses of Meemaw's and Sherry's and Dawn's. But the first one she put in Clarence Turner Farms because that's Mamaw's husband's name.
Right.
So we go, we get to Clarence Turner's Farms. And
it like literally says Turner on the mailbox.
Yeah. We go up and it's like, it was so weird. So it was like this tiny, almost like a little dirt path road. And then to the left, like if I had moved to the inch, we would have plummeted to our death.
Wait, a dirt path road makes it sound like it was a driveway style. It would be like if you were to ride a bike along gravel and it made a little trail. And up, like it wasn't the size of a car. It was the size of like a bike, like wheel. Yeah. So Sarah rolls the rental car up the
and it goes over
the
like
driveway.
Two different like cattle grates.
Is that what that is? I didn't even know what that I was like, what are these little like,
because then it was like blah, 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 blah.
I'm like, what are these little metal spikes?
Yeah. And then to the left, it's like you'd plummet down to your death. There is like one false move. And if anyone comes, you're screwed. You're going to have to back your way down.
So we start like making it like up to the house. And it's like, okay, like here's the edge of the house, the windows, the door, the side door. And we're like, okay, where's the gazebo? Where's the car? Like, where's their stuff?
Where's the miniature pony?
Yeah. And I'm like, wait, this something isn't right. Then suddenly somebody flung out of the door, the side door, and I'm like, oh no, oh no, oh boy. And he's like, hey, what are you doing?
Like this old man, like I swear to God, he had a pitchfork and a shotgun.
Like I'm pretty sure he was going, like he turned to go get something.
He looked like that picture, you know, with the famous old couple holding like the pitchfork right in the bucket. And but the problem was at the end of the driveway where you would normally turn around, he had a tractor there. So there was no way to turn around. And like I said, it's like a cliff. You plummet to your death. So I had to make like a 393-point turn, like inch, 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 inch. And we're like going down. We're like, oh God, we're going to go down the ravine. And he's like, hey, hey. And we're like, fuck, fuck, fuck.
And we're trying, like, we just like both didn't look, even though like he was like fully looking at us and we
coming
just,
towards us.
And then we just like zoomed booked out of it there.
And then hit those cattle grates again. Bah, 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 bah.
And so we're like, okay, squealed that out. Wasn't it.
I'm like, maybe it's his brother or something. Cause Clarence.
Like, what are the chances there's another Clarence Turner
in the same area, right? So then we keep going and we put in Sherry's address. So then we finally get to Sherry's, but right before Sherry's, there we see a big sign, Turner Farms.
Yes.
So it's literally, Mama's and Sherry's are literally next door.
Yeah.
What's weird is they have all this land, but then they have like a real small, modest house.
Yeah.
You'd think you could have like a big farmhouse with all that space. But they both, Mama's was a little hoardery, didn't you think, on the porch?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like rakes and...
It was, but their land and like where it was located was gorgeous. But you guys, it is deep in there. Like I'm talking, I don't know how they do it. Like, I mean, you drive and drive and drive and drive and drive.
Just to go to the store, it's like, oh, damn, you got to go to the store.
Like 30 minutes in, right? Yeah. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it was cute, like very like kind of like cowboy star themed. Like I noticed that was like a big thing on a lot of houses, like the cute little like cutout stars, like was like a
yeah, or horses or lawn jockeys,
yeah,
like the racist ones,
yeah, the racist lawn jockeys,
yeah, everywhere, every house had them.
And then. Yeah, so not...
Saw the gazebo. We posted some pictures in the Facebook group, you guys. I know I posted some in my Insta story that's called the Kentucky Fried Wedding.
I haven't uploaded mine yet because I wasn't sure like where to put them or like what to do.
Okay. Well, they're in my highlighted IG story. If you go to Pumpers Nation, you can see all the Kentucky stuff there. But also, we added a lot of our photos into the Facebook group. And I think I have more to add. I have to go see what we've posted because
it's
been a whirlwind of a couple days. Like just
I haven't been able to like really sleep since we've been back. I can't wait to hit my bed today for the first time, but I have been having nonstop Vanderpump Rules Kentucky dreams. Like they are intense. Like either I'm like out at the bar or like I'm going to get pizza like late at night or like I'm in the castle. Like it is like very like I'm exhausted. Like it's like having like stress dreams.
Yeah.
Or like I'm like, oh, someone emailed or, you know.
I'm so glad it's over because yesterday
me
like
too.
I sat outside in the yard. I'm like, I'm going to read a book. I'm just going to like chill out, just decompress. Well, I couldn't because every time I'd hear my phone go off and then there'd be a new story and it was all the wedding stuff all day long. So then I'd have to update or do something. And it was like so consuming, just hours and hours and hours. And I'm like, I'm so glad it's done so I can just not think about them for a long time.
I know. I'm so glad that it's over too. And we get like a little break and can just cover something else. Like, I feel like, mm-hmm. I mean, even just going to like TomTom again would be like a breath of fresh air. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's just a lot.
So then we go to downtown Winchester and...
Oh, we drove by Don's too.
Oh, yeah. Don's is nice. He's probably had the like biggest place.
Yeah. Right?
But again, he's like...
I don't
like,
know about the biggest piece of land, but his house was the biggest.
And he's like a half a mile away.
Yes, very close.
So they all are right there, deep, deep in the forest.
Yeah. I don't know how I'd feel about that. Like, oh, my ex-wife lives up the road. Like, literally up the road.
Right. So in Winchester, we go to Mason's antique store, which was funny because, like, Mason in Winchester after, you know, we just recorded featuring Mason.
That's right.
So that was fun. And then...
I was desperately looking for some Kentucky, like, merch to take home.
Probably wanted a tea towel.
I promised, like, Ronnie I would get her, like, a toy. I thought there would be, like, so many, like, souvenir-y toys. And there just wasn't. It was a little disappointing. But the one thing I really wanted was a tea towel. And I don't know why, but I just wanted a tea towel. And son of a gun, we found one.
Shockingly, because the town was, like... It was like an apocalyptic town. Like everything was shut down. It was like Thursday late afternoon and you didn't see any people. All the stores and storefronts were closed. Like the two we went into, they were the only open ones out of like, what, 200 storefronts and they were all closed.
Yeah. The town is like adorable, but there was so many either like just vacant places or... like
just not open,
or like there was like a lot of attorney offices, you know, that were just like
probably for all the DUIs. There was a coffee deli place closed,
cupcake place closing,
Cartwright signs closed. So we did see Don's business established 2012.
Yeah,
wonder what he did before that.
It was cute, and the inside of it looked adorable. I don't know if anyone got a picture of that. But like on the he had it like decorated really cute, like super eclectic, and like there was like a cute fish tank and like a coffee table made out of like a tree stump, you know, stuff like that. And then with like all these like old school games, it was like retro-y and like arcadey. Yeah, it was like a gumball machine, you know, like that sort of thing.
Well, kind of thing.
Yeah, it was cute. I was like very impressed. I'm like, wow.
All right, so that was kind of it. Right.
That was kind of it. And then we checked into our next hotel.
Yeah. So then we get back to Lexington, go to the Hilton, which was, like we said, a breath of fresh air. But we immediately see at the bar Terry, Dana, Erica, and Ron. So Sheena's parents, Katie's mom, Stassi's mom. Also at the bar was Stephen McGee and Lauren Workus from Summer House. I didn't take pictures and I didn't talk to them because they were like my least favorite people on that show. They both drove me insane. So I didn't really want to, but, I was happy they weren't on this season. I don't even know why they were invited. It's so odd to me.
I was kind of, we'll get into the wedding in a little bit, but I was laughing at, I'm actually like relieved that we weren't invited to the wedding because it looked exhausting and I was kind of happy to see all of these people tortured.
Yeah.
Like it like gave me pleasure to be like they are like sweating their balls off and like having to go through like it was like stand over here, now go here. Da-da. Like it just looked like exhausting.
Yeah. Take the bus here. Like even on Stassi's podcast, Bo was like, I wanted to go to the Waffle House. I wanted to go. We're stuck in this castle. We can't go anywhere. And Stassi's like, I'm starving because there was nothing to eat. They had if you needed water, nowhere to buy water. If you needed some snacks, like Holly
said. Nowhere to buy snacks.
Yeah. So, of course, they're starving. And none of them have cars. They're stuck with like the shuttle that carts everyone around.
Well, they could have used their gift bag that Brittany gave them that included Mama's beer cheese and one bag of chips.
Yeah. For two people for 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did have beer cheese at the Hilton.
Does beer cheese not need to be refrigerated?
I don't know. I mean, probably if it's sealed, it's okay. But once you open it.
Oh, like in that plastic container, you think it's cool? I was wondering about that. Yeah. It must be if that's how they're doing it.
I don't know. But we had it at the Hilton and it was pretty good.
It was good.
Holly was actually taking cheese sticks because... again, thank you, Hilton. We go to the concierge level and got all our free food, and I brought it down to the room, and Holly was dipping cheese sticks in beer cheese.
It was, I mean, they had it on the plate.
Yeah. Cheese on cheese.
It's pretty
brilliant.
Yeah, it was good.
So we did that, and then we actually went downstairs to the bar to have a drink, and we sat next to Terry, Dana, Erica, and Ron. And I was like, Holly, are you going to take a picture? Are you going to take a picture? She's like, yes. So I go to the bar.
And I had the better angle. Like, I was, like, literally sitting facing them. And so she's like, take a... And I'm like, I know. Sit down and, like, pretend to talk to me. So she sits down and I get my phone out. Like, I'm texting and I start my fake conversation. And I'm like, so I'm not sure what I'm going to wear tonight. If I'm going to wear, like, that black outfit, that black dress with, like, the... I'm like, here, let me show it to you. So I get my phone, like, up. And I'm taking pictures as I'm, like, telling her about my outfit. And right away, I see that there's a problem. And tap, tap, tap. Katie's mom taps Ron's arm and, like, bends over to, like, his arm to, like, whisper to him. Proceeds to literally point her finger at our table. And Ron turns around and looks at us and then turns back. And the other two moms kind of, like, stiffen up. And, like... They're still looking, like, at me, so I can't, like, tell Sarah. And did I text you? I mean, like, something happened. Yes, where I was like, like, they, like, something is happening, you know?
Yeah, you texted me.
And so Sarah's kind of, like, bopping around a little bit because she had ordered us drinks, this drink that we really wanted to try, the Pixie Stick.
It's undrinkable.
And I don't think it was made well because everyone said that it's so good. First of all, they didn't have the right glass. They're like, we ran out. And then
it was like the wrong color. And yeah.
Yeah. I think something happened. They didn't have the right ingredients because I'm sure it's good. But it just tasted like it was. And I love sweet things. It was bad, though. It was disappointing. So our plan was to just get a drink and then go back to the room. So Sarah goes up, gets our drinks, and then so I'm like, okay, let's go. Like, let's go. I want to, like, get out of here. And
because you saw in the picture that you took, Terry was giving you the evil eye.
Terry gave me the evil eye, and she, the entire time after she pointed out that I had taken a picture or whatever had happened, she did not take her eyes off of me. And I have to say that I always wondered, I was like, wow, like, Katie can be so nasty, you know, in, like, some of the conversations that she has, like, you know, for example, with Lala or Sheena or whoever she's fighting with at the moment or her husband. I'm like, Katie's mom looks so sweet. She's, like, so little and petite. And, like, where does Katie get it? Well, folks, I know where she gets it. I was terrified. Like, I felt like Snow White and, like, the Wicked Witch was, like, watching me in the mirror. Seriously.
Yeah. Holly was very uncomfortable, and she's like, let's go, let's go.
So Sarah had to go get the bar tab, which the girl had, like, had not even set up. So she gets up and gets that, comes back. We close out the tab. And so finally I'm like, I stand up and I go to the other room because I'm like, I need to be away from them. So I walk away, and Sarah is, like, still gathering her stuff up. So I'm waiting for her, like, in the wing.
Yeah. So I had, like, my purse, I had my phone, I had the bar tab. So I was, like, you know, fixing to go. And as I stand up and I'm kind of, like, getting everything on my arm, my phone put away, I hear, like, the whole time, keep in mind, Erica and Ron had just left. So it was just Terry and Dana left at the table. And I could hear them talking, having a conversation just like this. They're like, so then tonight's plan is, and da-da-da, bitch. So then we keep talking about, so, like, it was like when I stood up and I was about to leave, I heard bitch. And it was raised, and it was, like, out of, so I told Holly, I'm like, I think it was like a 50% chance she was talking to me, because I know that tone. And when you do, I've done this before, you know, when you're just, you walk by someone that's, like, pissed you off and you're like, bitch, you know, like when I was a child. So I, like Holly said, game recognizes game. I felt that. I knew that was directed.
Oh, shoot.
The only other explanation would be, like, if Dana was telling Terry a story, like, yeah, and then I was at the club and this girl like bumped into me and I was like, bitch. And then we kept going. And so unless she was telling a story and she was very animated.
But I totally know what you're saying, though, because I, like, if someone was walking by that I didn't like and, like, let's say I wanted to call them a slut or something, yeah, I would tell a story about a slut on purpose loudly so that person wondered if I was talking about them. Like, it's the... I cannot believe it.
It was three levels above. So like I said, they're just talking normally like this. And then all of a sudden, bitch. And I could go back to talking normally to my friend Terry. And I was like,
And if you guys watched, if you guys watched Dana and Terry's stories, they were on one. Like this trip was all about them. And they were going to have the best time, take the most photos, get the most attention they could. Which is bizarre that they had a weird reaction to us unless... you know, they were upset about something that we did. And many of you may have seen in the Facebook group right after that, I posted and I said, who is in this group ratting us out? Because I felt so personally like attacked at that moment. At that point, we had not released anything. There had really been no problem. And
we haven't uploaded any photos or anything. We released a podcast, but that one.
So to have Dana say bitch to us was like, I just felt like it was like completely unwarranted and that someone must have told her something
right
about us to, you know, and I
or she saw someone tipped her off because I posted that picture of her at the airport.
And I know that people do that. I know that people have their favorites and they're loyal to them. And they say, by the way, this is being said about you in another group. I mean, I think it's only natural to want to like protect your favorites and stuff like that. So I just didn't think it was far-fetched that maybe one of Stassi's fans let Dana know either who we were or that we were around and to be aware of us or something. So
right, 'cause she does respond.
She does.
Yeah.
So
did you see the footage of her selfieing and she was wasted in the elevator?
Oh, I posted it in the group today.
Okay. I screenshotted so many of her, like, oh, they're just
she's showing
classic.
She's showing her boobs the entire time.
Yeah, but her face is wasted and it's hysterical.
I mean, I think that Dana possibly like outdid Brittany and Sherry at the wedding. Like, yeah. I mean, her boobs were out, ready to go, and she was going to have a good time.
Yeah, she was wasted.
Yeah.
And she kept kissing Terry. Ugh. She's like that. She's like Sonia or something. When they get drunk, they start like trying to make out with chicks.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was our experience with them. And so then we go get ready to go. We were going to go because the other fan at the castle, she had been talking to the owner and the owner like tipped her off with some details. She said like, oh, like all the other Bravo Labs are going to meet up tonight at Lockbox at 21C Hotel, like Shep Rose and all of them. So it turned out not to be true because Shep didn't even get there till Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a change of plans. We were going to do that. One of our friends was over there. She said it was empty, dead. No one was there. So as we were leaving the Hilton, I saw that Stephen McGee was at the bar again and my friend likes him, like she's talked to him and stuff. So I thought she would want to see him. So I'm like, let's all just meet here instead so that you guys can see like the moms, because then Terry and Dana came down again. You can see the moms. You can see Stephen and Lauren from Summer House. So we do that. We just kind of hang out at the Hilton for a while. And then we decide to go over to Bell's so we can get a table or secure a good spot for when the cast comes, because Brittany had said it was going to be like 10 or 11 o'clock after their rehearsal. But like, according to Stassi's podcast, she said the rehearsal was like 49 hours long. They had the whole murder mystery. So they were running super late.
And we had a feeling that that would happen for sure. And then also at that point, stories went dead. Like there was no action going on. So we went to Bell's and...
we go up to the rooftop. So there's three levels. So, well, first I got a drink at the first level bar and you guys went up to the roof and I made it to the second floor changed out my drink because you can't have glass on the roof. Then went upstairs. Okay, it's beating down the sun. It's so hot. It's so crowded. We're all like arm to arm. Production is everywhere, like with ladders, and they're doing lighting, and they're like just in the way with all their tools and everything. It's like, I don't know why they couldn't have done this earlier when the rooftop wasn't packed.
I would love to talk to someone in lighting, I guess, whatever pre-production is. It is insane what they do. It is so rude and
dangerous.
They do it at Sur all the time, and I figure, oh, maybe they're just being lazy and they didn't set up beforehand or something. But to see them do it in another state around people who are not used to filming at all, it was a legit hazard. I saw people get hit by cords. I saw people get like whacked by a ladder, you know, because they're like, excuse me.
Yeah, like when we were at Sur for Girls Night In, Holly was like 8 months pregnant. They plop a ladder right in front of her. They end up dropping a tool, which like barely misses her. It's like barely missed her baby. It was so crazy.
Yeah, and just to give you guys an idea, I'll post the picture of this too. Actually, I think I did. I may have posted this, but I'll post it again and I'll tag where we are and everything. But the crowd up there was insane. And, you know, we'd never been to Lexington, so we thought, oh my gosh, like this bar is just bumping. Apparently this was like a pretty bumping amount of people, and it was a little out of the ordinary. That's what we were told by some of the locals. So,
some were definitely there. They had been tipped off that they're filming. And then there were other people that they're like, why can't we get to the roof? And they're like, oh, they're filming. And like they had never heard of the show. They didn't care. So it was like there was a little bit of both.
Yeah. So they were all very well liquored up, which it was kind of hard to stand by all of them because they were all so hammered and just
belligerent, sweaty.
And, you know, like, we were very out of place because we were there for another reason. We also didn't want to give up where we were standing because we needed to, like, you know, stay there, which made it very hard for us to get drinks, get water. So we started standing there. You guys, it was so hot, so humid. Like, I felt like I was going to pass out. A couple of the girls had to go to the bathroom so bad. It was insane. But
there's no bathroom up there.
But production's up there. They have a whole area like kind of guarded off. They're having people sign waivers, which was hilarious because that was literally like 5 hours before they filmed. And it was absolutely insane. So everyone's waiting. But what I just kept praying them, like, please come right now. Please come right now. Because there were some people in that crowd that were ready to heckle. And I thought, if Jax is there and he gets heckled, like, he will absolutely get into a fight. Like, people were like, where are these like Vanderpumps, like like these losers. I mean, they were like really, they were not pleased to be sharing their state with Vanderpump Rules. Like, these kids were not into it.
We kind of heard that in Winchester. We talked to someone and you were asked about like, oh, what was she like? And like in school, like it was said that she wasn't a very good student, right? And that you got the impression that like the Cartwright kids were a bit of a problem.
No, she didn't say that. She just said, we asked, like, was she a good student? And she was like, uh-huh. Like, she said, uh-huh, but it was the tone where it was like 100% she was not.
Oh.
Like, it was the politest way to let us know, no, she wasn't, okay, without saying it.
Okay.
But yeah, it was like, ooh, like there was definitely a tone behind it.
Yeah, the bar was filled with a lot of Britneys. I mean, there were, I don't know how many cut off Daisy Dukes I saw, most of which were like almost like a thong because every girl's ass cheeks were hanging out. And they also paired it with like the teeniest, tiniest, flimsiest tube top, like, from the Dollar Tree, like really cheap tube top.
They weren't really like Stassi's diaper shorts. They were a different cut.
Yeah. They're like Jessica Simpson, but like way shorter where your ass is hanging out. That's the new look. And then just as little as possible up top.
It was one of the most interesting things I've ever seen. I don't know that I can't think of another bar experience I've ever had like that, where I was watching as a sober person, watching these young girls who, you know, are at college or whatever, just wasted. Like it was really. Yeah.
Well, I have some stories coming up when I went solo, but let's finish before I ditched you guys. Well, we're up there. It's so crowded. We're all hot. There's a massive drink line. We can't even get water. There's no bathroom. So I'm like, there was AC on the second floor and the first floor. And also that way I can go watch and I can tell you guys when they're coming up the stairs. They cannot get past me without me seeing them. So I'll be on watch and I'll alert you guys. So, I mean, I ask anyone if they want to come, but none of you guys wanted to. You wanted to stay, you know, because you had a good spot.
Right.
So I go down to the second floor, order some drinks. Then they start filming there. They're filming this girl bartender that kind of looks like a Britney. And they're filming her shaking the, you know, shaker. Then I order a drink. And, like, there's only, like, three people on this huge second floor. The giant camera is in my face as I'm ordering for, like, 5 minutes. But they don't give me a waiver or anything. So I'm like, why are you wasting this B-roll when you're not even going to give me a waiver? So I wasn't too concerned about it airing because I didn't sign that shit. But so they were filming a ton on the second floor. They had two cameras going for 20 minutes. And
they filmed a lot up too. Like they were running back and forth and they were getting different shots, like up high, down low. So there was
lots of waves. Like I think people kept getting tipped off because then all of a sudden the second floor would be flooded with people and everyone was hovering around the stairs waiting because that's where they'd have to come up. But then like nothing happened. So then it would clear out and people would go downstairs and same thing. So this cycle happened like 10 times. But I want to tell you too, when I was sitting at a cocktail table stationed right by the stairs, so it was perfect. It was primo. I kept telling the girls, I'm like, it's cool down here. I have lots of chairs, a table. But there's a cocktail table next to me. On the ground was like two smashed glasses. Like you could see the stem, the whole like bowl of the cup, then just glass pieces everywhere. And I was downstairs like 2.5 hours by myself. Never once. The bouncer had come and picked up empty glasses like off of the cocktail tables. Never once. Usually, you know, you're in a place and they're like, oh no, don't stand over here. We're going to sweep it up. And someone races out. That broken glass stayed there the entire night. So it was a little concerning. And then I went down. So then Holly said, oh, a cameraman just bolted downstairs. So then I see him bolt down in front of me down to the first floor. So I'm like, okay, I'll go down to the first floor. I'll check it out. Because then I positioned myself right by the front door. There's like a couch and I could see through the window and the front door. So I had like two spots so I could see immediately when they come in. So I'm hanging out down there and then some girls come down. They're stumbling. There's a big wastebasket right in the middle of this floor. They're hurled over the wastebasket in the middle of the bar, puking into it. So that was lovely. And
it looked like the one girl was being a good friend.
Yeah, yeah, true. And they didn't puke on the floor, so bonus.
Would you help me if I was puking?
No.
That's so rude.
I'd be like, here's a scrunchie. So I was watching out the door the entire time. I had a great view so I could alert the girls upstairs. Like, here's what's happening. Here's what's happening. Just went on and on and on for hours. Then finally something happens and I hear, woo! And it was Dana and Terry again. They come in and there's some people kind of cheering them. So they go up the stairs. So I tell the girls, Dana and Terry are on their way up. And I was like, at this point, I had been alone for like a couple hours. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just go back up there and hang out with you guys. You know, I'd been gone a while on my stakeouts. So then I go and I see the bouncer is like yelling at Dana. He's not letting her through to this third floor. Terry is already through and she's on the stairs waiting for Dana. But I think Dana was wasted and she's arguing with him, flailing her arms. Yeah, blah, blah, just drunk. And he's yelling. He's like, no one's getting through. No one. I don't care. No one's going to the third floor. He's just like adamant. So Terry's just kind of waiting and like, and then all of a sudden this blonde girl, I think she's a production assistant, comes down, grabs Dana's arm and like starts pulling her up the stairs. And she's still like yelling at the bouncer. And he's like, just go, get out of here. He was like pissed at her. She must have been a really mouthy drunk to him. So then Dana and Terry finally get upstairs to the third floor. And at this point, the bouncer said, no one's getting up to the third floor. And there's like 50 people in line. So I'm like, well, I guess I'm not going back up. So I just go back to my couch position by the front door and assume my stakeout again. And then you got the glory of Dana and Terry. So on to your perspective.
So, yeah, they came in and were... The joy on their face was just something to behold. They were both so thrilled to be there and to just have the adoring fans looking at them and just like just overjoyed to be talking to production, everything. Because they production kind of went back and like ushered them through the crowd or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they were dancing together. They were just having a grand old time. And I took a video. I know that's posted in the group, and I think it's posted on my Instagram, too. So you can check that out. But just a note on Dana, because I don't think we really talked about what she looked like in person. She looked really stunning. And even though she did say bitch.
Yeah. Her skin was glowing.
Yeah, she looked really... I can't figure out what she did. Like, I think she got some Botox, but she... She looked really...
Like a peel or something, because it was, like, dewy.
Yeah.
She also had her makeup done, though, professionally, because Stassi gave that to her for her birthday.
Yeah.
It was Dana's birthday. That's why they were out partying.
Right. So, but basically, like, my summary of them being up there was, like, they were showing off and, like, having... Mm-hmm. Just really soaking up that limelight. And they were loving every second of it.
Now, were they dancing with other people or just in that little coach section?
Yeah, no one was near them. Just them. And if people were cheering them on, like, people were all over it. And they loved it. So, after that, like, we're going on, like, us standing for, like, a solid...
My mom loving it. Would your mom love it?
No. Like, a solid, like, 3.5 hours we'd been standing.
Yes.
And I was just done. And I wanted... I really, really wanted everyone to have the experience of like seeing what filming was like, because some of them haven't seen that. So we were really trying to stick it out, and we knew 100% it was going to happen. There was way too much setup for them to just be filming Dana and Terry. So I was like, you guys, I have to just go downstairs. I can't do it anymore. I'm sorry. So everyone's like, yeah, like we're hungry, we're tired, like let's just throw
thirsty,
in the towel. Yes.
To the bathroom.
So we came downstairs to find Sarah, and so we're talking with her a little bit. And as we're coming down the stairs, Steven and Lauren and the girl with no job come in. I got a video of that. You can also see that on our Instagram and Facebook. So then we kind of like powwow and we're like, okay, what are we going to do? Like do you
maybe
guys
are getting close if they showed up.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking. So we're like, okay, it's midnight, but should we, you know, wait a little bit longer? And so we did. We went outside to like the parking lot and we figured out in the back, there was like this secret door in the back and production kept coming in and out of there. So I said, you guys, let's go stand by that.
And like, that's where Steven and Lauren went into.
Yes. They went into this little back room. So
my stakeout would have been worthless because they weren't going to come through the front door.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So we really tried to hang out there for a long time and we ended up meeting a lot of nice people, people from Kentucky. We have like the people from Kentucky were amazing because the ones who were interested in the show were so nice. And so open, you know, the younger kids who didn't know what Vanderpump Rules was, that was just funny. But it was fun meeting some people who were like, oh, my gosh, like, I can't believe they're here. Like, that was really cool.
And then you found out like some of the people you were just randomly talking to were there because they were told from our podcast.
Yes. One of the girls I was talking to, she was like, oh, yeah. She's like, my friend told us to come here because she listens to a podcast. And I was like, what podcast? I'm like, Vanderpump Rules Party. She's like, that's it. And I'm like, oh my God, that's us, you know? So that was like such a amazing thing. Also, we had so many locals, you guys that were messaging us and telling us where to go. And, you know, oh, like my friend just saw this person, or go here or sit here in this area. So thank you guys so much to everyone who was sending us tips and helping us out. And to all the people that we met, like, it was so much fun. I see you guys are in the Facebook group now. Like, we have so many Kentucky peeps in there right now. It's awesome. So, that was pretty much it, you guys. We waited and waited and waited until we could wait no more. And we were like, that's it. Like, Sarah and I had a flight the next morning at 4:30 in the morning. We had to be up at 4. And at this point, it was like...
And we never ate dinner. All we had was the concierge, like, beer cheese.
Yes. And it was a like on a tiny little like appetizer plate. So don't think we like ate. Like, we were hungry. So... we ended up throwing the towel in on that, and we are like, let's go get something to eat. So everybody was going to different places at this point, but we stayed together for one last hurrah to find something to eat. Nothing was open because it's late as hell.
Yeah.
And we came.
It's almost like 1 o'clock in the morning at this point.
Yeah. And we ended up finding a pizza place called Goodfellas that was freaking amazing. So we stood in that line, and come to find out, like, we picked like a very good place to eat because some of the locals in line with us were like, hey, like, this, you guys got the best place ever, this is the best pizza ever. And it was really good.
Yeah, it was.
And yeah, we met some like really nice boys there too that were like so polite, and were like, you guys have a podcast? No way, you're from California. Like, people were so impressed with that. It was cool. And then, so then we all went back, and we went to our hotel, and the other girls went to their places. Some drove home that night.
Yeah.
And
they weren't drinking, by the way. So
no, because we couldn't get a drink. We could not get a drink for a solid 4.5 hours. Because
I had a great time.
Yeah.
By myself.
Nice.
I tried like every specialty drink they had, and then I settled, not everyone, but I settled on this one that was like muddled cucumbers and strawberries and basil. It was so good. So I just
must be nice.
I did that. I talked to the bouncer. He kept coming over. The drink I liked was called Naked in the Garden. And he's like, you done with this? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, what is that? It looks good. I'm like, Naked in the Garden. He's like, what? Are you coming on to me? You want to get naked in the garden?
Oh, my gosh.
I was entertaining myself. Normally, I would feel weird at a club, bar, sitting there by myself. But for some reason, because I felt like I was on the job, it didn't bother me.
Right.
And I was having, because I had heels on. So I had a chair. Later on, I had a couch. I had drinks. I had my phone. Like, it was a vacation. I felt really bad for you guys up there.
Yeah.
But I kept telling you, there's AC down here, there's chairs, there's drinks, there's bathrooms.
I was just trying to
due diligence. Got it.
So, and you did mention, just like to note, if anyone's going to go take a trip to Kentucky to follow where we went, you said the drinks were like way better than the castle there.
Yeah, no, they were. It was shocking because it is like kind of a rowdy bar type of thing. You wouldn't think that they would be. It wasn't like a upscale place
where
they would have craft cocktails, but the drinks were actually craft cocktails and they were really good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I liked like everything I tried. Way better than the castle.
So
they ended up coming, but later. The cast.
Yeah. So everyone went back to their own places. Sarah and I got back to the room, and it was like 1:30 at this point. 1:30. And we're like, what? I can't sleep. Like, we are both like,
are we going to sleep 2 hours and like it's going to be harder to get up?
By this point, you guys, like, we were like past the point of exhaustion. Like, it was like we had been up for like days at this point, you know, just like,
yeah,
not sleeping well, either not sleeping well in the castle or whatever was happening. And we were just like, we were scared kind of to go to sleep because we're like, are we gonna wake up? Like, we had all of our alarms set, but we're like, should we just, so, and then we started seeing like stories come through, so we're like, should we just like mosey on back and just go walk, and because we're not gonna go to sleep, like, we might as well.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not a lot. Like, it was still packed, but they did show up and were filtering out through that back door. It was too dark, though. Like, I was trying, but between, like, the PAs and the crew and, like, the darkness, I wasn't... I took some pictures, but I was like, it looks like dark monster blobs.
Yeah.
I took some in the club, too, that looked like that. So anyway, so, but you know, we knew that we weren't going to get back to the third floor, at least because I had checked again and they still weren't letting people up because now people knew they were filming and they wanted to be part of it. So it was kind of pointless to go in because we wouldn't have been able to get up to the third floor anymore. So
right,
that's about it. Then we made our flight and the rest is history. So we're going to recap the wedding. We'll do that in a separate podcast coming up next. We just didn't want to make this too long and we wanted to break it out by, you know, events and sequence of things that happened. Anything else you have for that?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, stay tuned for the upcoming wedding recap.
Bye.
Bye.